Marmots, beaver, porcupines, and red squirrels are all rodents, and they have the ever-growing, self-sharpening front teeth that are characteristic of this large group of chewing, gnawing animals. That's the gnawing of a well-known aquatic rodent, the beaver. Beavers have flat, scaly tails, which they slap on the water when alarmed. The tail serves as a rudder and also hauls mud for reinforcing dams and lodges in the lower reaches of streams, rivers, and sloughs. Beavers are seldom seen in saltwater, but young beavers sometimes swim along the coastline seeking new territories. They're the largest rodents in North America and continue to grow their entire lives. Adult beavers can weigh 40 to 70 pounds.
Hoary marmots are essentially large ground squirrels, and adults can weigh about 10 pounds. They're social animals and live in colonies. If one animal senses danger, it warns the others with a shrill whistle. Marmots live in dens and hibernate during the long Alaska winter. They favor talus slopes and alpine areas, but in southeast and southwest Alaska, many are found near sea level, possibly because the boulder-strewn habitat they prefer can be found along the coast.
Porcupines are the second largest Alaskan rodents, weighing 15 to 18 pounds on average, although some reach 25 pounds. They're found from sea level to the alpine, grazing on choice green plants or browsing on bark and leaves. When threatened, they do not shoot their quills, but will swat aggressors with their quill-laden tails. Given the chance, however, they prefer to escape danger by climbing the nearest tree. Docile and slow-moving, porcupines are easy to watch. Look for them on the ground or in the branches of trees.
Red squirrels are the only tree squirrels in Alaska that are active by day. Alaska's only other tree squirrel is the elusive nocturnal northern flying squirrel. Red squirrels are fiercely territorial and announce their claim to a half-acre patch of forest with their scolding chatter and loud chirping call. Red squirrels subsist largely on spruce cones and spend summers harvesting and storing these cones. They are active all winter and add drama and life to the snowy forests when most other birds and animals have migrated south or are tucked away hibernating.